morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, December 21st, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, where we are cutting through the cognitive dissonance, the schizophrenia, and in an effort to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. It is the season, after all, and He is the reason for the season. So, let's see, before we get started, I don't know where you are, but where I am, let's see, winter storm warning. What is it? Heavy snow, blowing snow, extreme cold, wind chills expected, total snow accumulation of 6 to 12 inches. I think we actually already passed that. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour and wind chills as cold as 40 below zero. You know, it's global warming, so things are getting warmer. No, it's actually climate change. I know I said global warming, but I've since revised that. Let's see. Live updates. This is NBC News, local. Winter storm warning issued for millions as heavy snow and freezing rain loom. Heavy snow and freezing rain. Snow is one thing, but, you know, heavy freezing rain is really bad for flying. Right? Historically, you know, if you hear freezing rain, you don't want to fly. Icy wings is bad. Silver wings is one thing. Icy wings is another. Polar air and powerful winter storm put millions under winter alerts this holiday week. Bitter cold, high winds, U.S. braces for Arctic. These are, you know, CNN, NPR News, M as in Montana, Fox News, et cetera, et cetera. Do you recall the last several years? I mean, for about 12 years now, more like 15, 16 years. I've been saying it's curious how every year around this time, really since, you know, kind of the post 9/11 era, every year I notice right around this time, this week, right before Christmas, you know, folks that had plans to travel and so forth, this always happens every year. Perhaps you remember in years past I've mentioned it. It's just a curious coincidence. There's nothing to see here, obviously, but I just find it fascinating and provocative. This happens every year. So just one of those magical coincidences. It's an amazing thing. So, you know, we have some business to conduct, and then we need to get to some other business. Real quick announcements, perhaps you've heard we'll be closed for the holidays. That's coming fast. It's the 21st, and we will be closed in less than 48 hours for Christmas. That's unbelievable. Time is flying. So I guess the announcement of the countdown. Yeah, great indeed. A long winter's nap, or maybe a short winter's nap, something. 4 days until Christmas, speaking of that, 4 days. Actually, it's 3 days, 14 hours, 54 minutes and change, and 11 days until New Year's, or 10 days, 14 hours, 54 minutes and change, which is crazy. So we'll be closed the 23rd to the 26th, obviously, for Christmas. And closed for New Year's on New Year's Day, the 1st and 2nd. You're welcome to and encouraged to listen in the archives, but we will all be taking a break. And so that's going on. Perhaps you've heard we're having a book drive, RBN's John Stabmiller book drive. Now through January 8th, donate $100 plus for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller himself. Winners announced every Sunday evening during hour two of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. Entrants who don't win a book will carry over into the next week's drawing. Congratulations to previous winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Ingrid, Gary, Sharon, Renee. Thank you all for your generosity in helping the network and supporting the network. And this week's book, week seven, book By Way of Deception, A Devastating Insider's Portrait of the Mossad by Victor Ostrovsky and Claire Hoy. Visit republicbroadcasting.org for details. All donations are always much appreciated, as I always say. Gratefully received, truly. You know, maybe you've seen the post. I mentioned it a while back, but from Thanksgiving, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Happy holidays. Maybe you've seen that post. We are all grateful at RBN, and all donations are much appreciated and gratefully received. Thank you all to everyone for keeping RBN and the big guys' legacy. And, you know, it's a big vision. I mean, if you go back into the Wayback Machine and, you know, the late, great Jack Otto is a part of that story, et cetera. It's a big deal, I would say. And this is, if there was ever a patriotic endeavor, I would say this definitely fits the bill. So thank you for your generosity in keeping RBN and this history and I would say patriotic legacy alive. So that's enough for now. I want to do something interesting here. I want to juxtapose something. So I tackled the Chosen last week. You know, I felt like it was time to say, is this biblical? And it is not. I'm not going to say in my opinion, and I'm not trying to be condescending or mean. This is just a cross-examination under the lens that is sort of self-imposed by Dallas Jenkins himself, you know, presenting Jesus in a biblically authentic way. Is what is happening true to the orthodoxy of the Bible? And I would submit to you that anyone, you know, obviously, if you're going to make that examination, and we are supposed to be discerning, we're supposed to exercise discernment, the Bible says, be wise as serpents. You know, you see the discernment of Hebrews 5 and, you know, the testing of spirits and these kinds of things. Those messages are definitely in there, and there's more to say on that. But, you know, when you put something up like this and you say it's basically a standard, we are going to present this in orthodoxy, well, then you invite criticism and cross-examination. That's all. And this is an important issue, because if you miss the mark, that is a, you know, it's easy to make the argument. David in Wisconsin yesterday, for example, the passage, one of the passages he mentioned speaks to this. This is no small matter. So I want to give you the scene, the infamous scene, the Chosen scene where Jesus heals the paralytic. Was that his main concern, though? So if you're familiar with the story, and this is part of the Christmas story, I would say, then maybe you listen with a discerning ear and you see maybe something is amiss, and maybe this doesn't quite match up to the way that I read this and understand it biblically. So this is actually from the Chosen YouTube channel. This is the scene, unedited, 5 minutes, 38 seconds. So we're going to start there. Go ahead, please.
Jesus of Nazareth! I saw what you did to the leper on the road this morning. My friend has been paralyzed since childhood. He has no hope but you. Please, do for him what you did for the leper.
That's our rope!
Put it back, man!
If you are willing, Rabbi, I know you can do this.
You wanted. Get out your tablet at least.
Harry! Is he in danger?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
He's got room in there?
Yes.
Can you believe we're really here for this?
Yes.
Down.
By whose authority do you teach? Answer me.
If you are willing, Rabbi, you know you can.
Hey, I'm talking to you. By whom do you teach? Certainly not the authority of any rabbi from Nazareth. Where did you study?
Your faith is beautiful. Son, take heart. Your sins are forgiven. Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Right. But I ask you, which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? It's easy to say anything, no? But to show you, and so that you may know, that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. I say to you, my son, rise. Pick up your bed.
Easy does it.
Hey, it's Dallas. I'm the creator of The Chosen. And yes, season one of The Chosen is complete. All eight episodes. All right. They're available right now. You can look up the...
That is... that's it. And, you know, some people might say you're splitting hairs by a critical examination. And like I said, I think we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to look critically at these things. So you know, this is a depiction of what happens in Mark chapter 2, and I don't know about you, but I don't, you know, so what we heard is, I mean, you hear a little bit of romance, obviously a little bit of, I don't know, Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad kind of thing. That's the flavor that I get. And sandwiched in there, you know, I mean, there's the miracle at the end of the healing, but the greater miracle is what? Which is, I think, overshadowed by the, all of the other stuff. And sure, it's mentioned, you know, your sins are forgiven. Mark 2:7 says, why did this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? Mark 2:8, and immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and what? And what? Glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. So, forgive me, but this scene, you know, with the romance that you don't read in Mark chapter 2 and the flavor of other things, popular things, which again gets to that meta level of abstraction. To me, this is a reduction. This gets back to the point that I have made about the little things, meta and schema, meta schematizo, and the medium is the message, essentially. And again, the fact that, you know, when we talk about words like blasphemy and apostasy, it includes that which derogates. And I think this brings things down to a level that you do not hear in the Bible. Stick around, we'll be right back.
In the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground, it's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallows.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me. by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
And there were carols in the square, laughter everywhere. Couples kissing under the mistletoe. Can't help reminiscing, knowing I'll be missing Christmas Eve in my hometown. Nothing can erase memories I embrace, those familiar footprints upon the snow. There's so much to remember, no wonder I remember Christmas Eve in my hometown. I'd like to be there, trimming the tree there, and there's a chance that I might. I can hear singing, steeple bells ringing, Noel and Silent Night. Wise men journeyed far, guided by a star, but though I'm not a wise man, this I know. Through dreams and just pretending, I'm there and I'll be spending Christmas Eve in my hometown.
Welcome back. So just to sort of punctuate this, I got too much stuff going on here. Apologize. You know, part of the whole medium is the message. This is not just my own observation. I think this is no small point. I'm not the only one who notices this. I want to get to eventually the video that I mentioned yesterday, Alyssa Childers. It's the video is, I don't think it's a good title, but it's titled Alyssa Childers Strikes Back on the Babylon Bee Against Lying Liars. It's a trite title, I would argue, but Alyssa Childers is brilliant in the interview. The last one they did with her, whenever that was, I think 7 months ago or something like that, I want to say, if memory serves, serves, was also, I would say it was worse. The video they put together was worse. These are not trivial matters. Much hangs in the balance here. And so we have to maintain the delicate balance. I'm not trying to take myself too seriously, hence the music, kind of like yesterday, not making fun or poking fun at anybody, but just to kind of say, let's remember to whatever the case, you know, if you, as I believe that the reason for the season is Jesus Christ and all of this other stuff is window dressing and much of it a distraction, in fact, you know, of a Bernaysian sort of nature in many cases, then you relate to some of this or perhaps all of it. And even if not, well, let's not take ourselves too seriously. Let's, you know, grace, mercy, joy, these kinds of things are never a bad thing. They're always in order. And so maybe we should kind of focus our hearts there, so to speak, and not get too caught up in, you know, all of the shenanigans will keep. They'll wait for 2 weeks. None of that's going anywhere. And plans that bad guys have made for 50 or 100 years and plans that badder guys and those sort of in league with the devil have made for the last 500 or 1,000 or 2,500 years, those things, they'll keep for a couple of, you know, a week or two. So, just a final note on this before we head into the break. Again, these words, these are not small words. Apostasy, I mentioned yesterday, again, if you look into the background of the folks that we have, you know, the intellectual current that we have been fed for at least, well, it's about 100 years, at least 100 years. All of it, you know, Marx, obviously, Nietzsche, you know, to the more recent folks, Foucault and others, this intellectual current is patently godless, patently apostate. And again, in the word apostasy, in the etymology, you have concepts like rebellion and revolt. Dashing through the snow. We'll finish that. We'll get on to the other stuff when we come back. Stick around. The fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, And every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone.
They're tuning up the fiddles now, the fiddles now, the fiddles now. There's wine to warm the middles now, and set your head awhirl.
Around,
back. Around the room we go, the room we
Bottom
go.
Of the first hour already. All right, so real quick, this idea of apostasy and blasphemy. Apostasy connotes a rebellion or a revolt, which brings along with it blasphemy, speaking out injuriously against God. Obviously, you think of someone like Nietzsche and his Antichrist trope. And this is what kids are fed in university. Marx, Jung, et al., same kind of thing. Maybe to a, some would argue, a lesser degree or a less obvious or direct sort of way, but it's there nonetheless. So with blasphemy, again, there's this connotation of that which derogates from the prerogatives of God, in the words of Noah Webster, and I think that's a good way to put it. To derogate is to repeal, annul, or destroy the force and effect of some part of a law or established rule. This, again, is Noah Webster. Or to lessen the worth of a person or thing, to disparage, to take away, to detract, to lessen, to diminish. And so I would argue that, you know, with the romance that sort of sets the scene, your faith is beautiful, which you don't read anywhere in the Bible. But that's something, curiously, that the Gnostic crowd, who has a low moral standard, as has been observed for 2,000 years plus, they always want to try to insert that somehow. You know, they're the folks that want to say Jesus was married. Maybe he was a polygamist. We don't know. How are we supposed to know? And all this kind of nonsense, they always want to insert that. It has, you know, as I said, I mean, when you listen, if you listen critically and watch critically, I think it has a kind of a Sons of Anarchy sort of tone, a Breaking Bad sort of tone, which is popular. And you can hardly blame Hollywood for doing what Hollywood does. Well, this is not a Hollywood production. No, but Dallas Jenkins has, you know, that's his pedigree, admittedly. He's the first to admit that Hollywood is his pedigree. So sins are sandwiched in there somewhere, and then we have the miracle. So are the sins, the forgiveness of sins, the focal point? I would submit to you they are not. There's a derogation that occurs on several levels. But to contrast that, I want to give you Alistair Begg's Christmas in the Words of Christ. Alistair Begg's Christmas in the Words of Christ. So this, I would say, is, you know, a juxtaposition, to say the least, to put it mildly. So if we could listen to that, let's do that, please.
Songs that we've been listening to and enjoying, we have heard all kinds of things that are true about Jesus, that he is the Savior who is born, that his name was called Jesus because he would save people from their sins, that he is Emmanuel because he is God with us. He is both truly human and truly divine. And yet, you know, when you think about this, you realize that it's a bit like a birthday party. When you were a child, you go to the birthday party and you take stuff for whoever's birthday it is. And then if it was a birthday party similar to I would go to, most of the children just ended up playing with all the stuff they brought. And people would say, well, whose birthday is it? You know, where is he? Oh, he's over in the corner somewhere. Nobody paid a bit of attention to him at all. We just played with all the stuff. And, you know, it's a fascinating thing, but you can do Christmas in that way as well. You suddenly say to yourself, now, wait a minute. Whose birthday is this? Why are we actually here? And so one of the things that's important to do, and I would encourage you to consider it as you go into this Christmas season, is not only to rehearse the things that are said about Jesus, but to consider the things that are said by Jesus. For example, children say all kinds of funny things, and as they grow, memorable things that will be written down and held against them for the rest of their lives. But of all the strange things that you hear children say, how could you ever imagine the first recorded words that come from the lips of Jesus in the Gospels? What is the first thing he says? The first time he has a speaking part, he says, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you realize that I had to be about my Father's business? Or didn't you realize that it was sensible and proper that I should be in my Father's house?" Because he was in the temple and he was with the fellows and debating and discussing. And it was a quite amazing encounter. And Mary and Joseph come up. Now, here's the answer to that question. Did she know? No, she didn't know. And how do we know? Because the Bible tells us so. Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? And, says Luke, they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them to Nazareth, and he lived in their home. And then you've got all these years of silence. What's that? 30 minus 12? 18 years of silence? And then we hear from him again. And he says the most amazing things. For example, he says, "I have come down from heaven." Who says, "I have come down from heaven"? Only somebody who came down from heaven. So this boy that was nurtured by Mary, and we now know the answer to the song, is now declaring that he has come down from heaven. And he says, the reason I've come down from heaven is to do the Father's will. And the Father's will is that all who look to the Son, that was himself, and believe in him will have eternal life. In other words, when he said to Mary and Joseph, "Did you not realize that I had to be at my Father's business?" If you think about it in those terms, then Jesus was, if you like, on a business trip. He was on a business trip from heaven. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, had determined in eternity that since the world would turn its back on God, instead of leaving the world to itself, they would send someone to save the world. And that someone, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus of Nazareth. In fact, he says, "For this purpose I was born." It's quite remarkable. And that's why I say to you, you should think about it. Mark's gospel is distinct from the others. They're all distinct from each other. But Matthew and Luke have the birth narratives. John begins back in eternity. And Mark, if you like, gets straight at the business. In other words, there's no birth narrative. It begins essentially with John the Baptist and then goes directly to Jesus. And so I want to tell you what happens when Jesus steps forward. What does he say? Because remember, we've heard lots of things said about him. What about what is said by him? That's why I have my Bible here, so you will know. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God, the good news that God still loves the world, even though the world has turned its back on him, proclaiming the good news and saying the time is fulfilled. In other words, all the stuff in the Old Testament that has been pointing forward is now fulfilled in me, a remarkable claim. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Well, that's the word that goes out. The religious people are immediately not pleased, but folks who are wondering about their lives, wondering about their future, trying to make sense of their existence, are very keen to hear what he has to say. And he begins to do miraculous things, which you would expect. If God came down, the surprise would not be that he did miracles. The surprise would be if there were no miracles. And so he heals the leper, and he deals with the demons, and the crowd begins to grow. And he gets up early in the morning, and he goes away by himself. And then the disciples come, and they find him, and they say to him, "Hey, Jesus, this thing is going terrifically well, and everyone is looking for you. We're off to a flying start." Now, what did Jesus say? Because remember, we want to know what he said. He said, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." Okay. So then we would expect that we would have an illustration of that preaching. You won't be disappointed, because Mark immediately tells us an amazing story. I wish I had the time. You're glad I don't have the time to tell you this story. You can read it yourself in Mark chapter 2 and verify that what I'm telling you is actually in the Bible, because it is of vital importance. It's the story of a man who was paralyzed, couldn't walk. He heard that Jesus was in town, and he got some of his friends to take him to meet Jesus. When they got to the place, it was hullabaloo. It was filled. There was no way in. There was no way around it, except they determined through the roof. They go through the roof, breaking open the vegetation and so on, and down he comes. It's quite a dramatic picture, isn't it? If you imagine all of a sudden the roof opened and somebody came down on a bed from University Hospital and landed right here. I wouldn't be able to do it. Some of the doctors here could do something, but I would just stand back and let them go. But there he comes. And do you know what Jesus said? I'm going to tell you. He looked at the man and he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." What an anticlimax. After all, the friends brought him there for one express reason. He couldn't walk. Jesus was a miracle man. And Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." And the Pharisees who were there said, "This is ridiculous. This is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins." Well, they were absolutely right. Only God could forgive and can forgive sins. But what they couldn't figure was that they were in the presence of Emmanuel, God with us. And so they began to grumble and complain. And Jesus, knowing what was in their hearts, he said to them, "Let me ask you a question. What do you think is easier, to say, 'Son, your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Pick up your bed and walk'?" Which do you think is easier? Well, I think they would have probably said, son, your sins are forgiven. Because after all, how could you tell? Or you couldn't tell. Your sins are forgiven. Have a great afternoon. But if you say, pick up your bed and walk, and he doesn't walk, then everybody knows you've got nothing really to say or offer. And so he says, in order that you might know, you religious folks, that the Son of Man, which is a designation of God, Jesus, that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, I say to you, pick up your bed and go home. And immediately the man picked up his bed and went home. Now here's the question. Why in the world did Jesus go at it in that way? I'll tell you why. Because what Jesus was doing was putting his finger on the man's and every man and every woman's real need. He thought the most significant need he had was the fact that he was paralyzed. In the way that you might be here tonight and you think your most significant need has something to do with the brokenness of your marriage or the disruption of your home or the fact that you are unsettled by this or that. And you will notice that Jesus was not disinterested in his physical condition. He healed him. And Jesus is interested in all of your conditions, all of your concerns. But he didn't come for that. He came to grant forgiveness. Now, why would we even care? Because we all need forgiveness. If I had time, I'd tell you about a man I played golf with, but I won't. He's the first man I ever met. He was in Los Angeles, and he came to me in the middle of the golf course, and he said, you know, I don't like you. And I said, well, it's common. I experience it all the time. He says, no, the reason I don't like you is because you said back there on the 5th tee, you said that thing about sinners. And he says, you know, you should know I am not a sinner. Oh, I said, I'm delighted to meet you. I said, because I've only known one other person that made that claim. And he was foolish enough to say, and who was that? I said, well, it happened to be Jesus of Nazareth. Well, he said, if you're going to put it like that. I said, well, I have to put it like that. And then I told him, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. And unless we have actually done what Jesus said, repented, and believe the gospel, then we're sitting here right now tonight in need of a Savior. Perhaps relying on a religious background, perhaps relying on something that we have done or we're planning to do.
There you go. So we're going to pause for a minute. We'll finish on the other side of the break, but correct me if I'm wrong. That sounds vastly different than what is depicted in The Chosen. That's not the message that you hear, ever, really. Yes, the forgiveness of sins is mentioned, but it in the medium is the message sort of fashion is more of a footnote when really it should be the keynote. That is the most important thing, as Alistair Begg mentioned, and you do not ever get that impression. But that's the new and improved progressive so-called Christian message, so-called progressive, so-called Christian. It's regressive and it's not Christian. It's mystical. It's Gnostic. It's, you know, it's theosophical, really, what it is. I mean, kind of the marriage of the Gnostic and Kabbalistic message, which is no surprise. I mean, you read about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So, anyway, that, I think, is a good contrast, and it really informs our discretion as to where we are in society today. It's not a whole lot different, but, you know, it is a little different. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas. The kind that we've dreamed of. Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas with kisses and love.
Welcome back.
And holly.
You know, love is another thing that we need to get back to. I said, the royal law is an interesting subject in the Bible. Speaking of the law, I think there's the royal law. In my opinion, it's probably the only law in heaven, which is sort of, you know, when Jesus was asked, which is the greatest of the commandments, the two are, you know, that is the embodiment of the royal law. So, you know, you look at 1 Corinthians 13, and that's a whole different discussion. Anyway, we want to finish here with where we are and the conclusion. Speaking of the juxtaposition of, you know, what we see depicted in The Chosen versus what the Bible actually says. So the conclusion of Alistair Begg's Christmas in the Words of Christ. Go ahead, please.
We've heard a lot of things said about Jesus. We've listened to a couple of things said by Jesus. Here's my final thought. Do you have anything that you would like to say to Jesus? And if you had the opportunity to say something to Jesus, what would you say? Perhaps you would say, well, I think it would be more like a prayer. And then you say, but I'm not good at prayer. I don't know what I would say. Well, let me pray a prayer for you in case the juxtaposition of all the things that have been going on in your life have brought you to this amazing event tonight, in order that we might hear the things said about Jesus, that we might listen to the things said by Jesus, and then that we might be able to say this to Jesus. A prayer, and then music. Dear God, I know I am not worthy to be accepted by you. I don't deserve your gift of eternal life. I'm guilty of rebelling against you and ignoring you. I need forgiveness. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me that I may be forgiven. Thank you that you rose from the dead to give me new life. Please forgive me and change me that I may live with Jesus as my ruler and friend. If this or something like this is your prayer, you will be forgiven. How do I know? Because Jesus said, this is the will of my Father, that everyone and anyone who looks to the Son, Jesus, and believes in him will have eternal life. And I tell you, you can count on him.
There you go. The rest is, this message is brought to you by Truth for Life, truthforlife.org. That'll do it for the first hour. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.